cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Waterford, heading to the Matrix on the 9th of August 2011. For newcomers, you should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the hundreds of audios which are freely available there, where hopefully you'll get shortcuts to understanding this big system you live in and you're born into, your parents are born into, a big system they know nothing about really, most of them. Most people go to their graves and never really understanding they've been manipulated and lied to and conned and prodded and prompted along their lives to think that things are just happening in the lifetime out of the blue. Things just happen out of the blue. And they never stop to think that so many thousands of experts in every country are dealing on every single topic of imaginable that these things cannot be so unpredictable after all. You're living through a planned society, a planned change into this new system. And of course, like all new systems, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And that's why you have riots and chaos and all the rest of it, all planned that way. And I'll show you later tonight how that was done, in fact, some of it. And how they generally tell you long in advance as to what they want to do at the top. The global society, it's not going to be some big happy family, all this purchasing big television sets. It's going to be a very eugenically driven society to get the survival of the fittest, while all the rest are simply killed off or allowed to die. And the hardest thing to do in this society is to hold on to your sanity as you go through these massive changes. So see, nothing happens in a big way without it being planned that way. And while you're at it, remember, buy the books and discs. I've got it for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. They're different from other books. And I hope to give you a little insights into how it would be managed in the past, even from ancient times, through language and the use of words and images. Images are awfully important symbols. And how literally we're programmed from early childhood to go along with a system where a few at the top benefit and the rest don't. It's that simple, really. Only today they're using much higher technologies, and we've read about some of them on this particular broadcast. So buy the books and the discs, and from the US to Canada, remember you can use a personal check, or you can use an international postal money order, or you can send cash, or you can use PayPal. You'll see the donation button on the comm site. Just follow it up with an email with name, address, and order, and I'll get your order out to you. And straight donations are certainly welcome as well. Remember, too, that across the world you can use Western Union or MoneyGram, and again, PayPal to order using the donation button. And again, straight donations are really welcome as we watch this nonsense of inflation go across the world. It's planned, of course. And it won't touch the big money boys because they were the guys that planned it all. And they will reap the rewards. That's all the cash and all the real estate that they collect when you all go under. That's how it's done. You're plundered generally twice a century, and that's why the banking system is never totally overhauled and new regulations put in place. And nobody swings for it, basically, after they've plundered the whole countries. It's set up that way because they want it that way. And whoever controls the money controls the nations. And that's what Rothschild said himself. Every prime minister and president goes to their borrowing facility with cap in hand and borrows the cash instead of making their own. But that's what you're up against. Clever men. And the problem with the people outside this small circle who run it is that they're bribable at the top. It's always psychopaths who are very bribable who become prime ministers and presidents and keep the con going and help to loot you. They get well rewarded themselves, mind you. Like Tony Blair, for instance, they make all their money once they come out of politics, so that's their payoffs. And we live in an awfully corrupt system. And, of course, from their angle and perspective, they'll tell you they actually deserve it. Running the country and all, very difficult, you know, flying in private jets and flying and dining. And it's letting your underlings make all the decisions that the advisors around you actually made. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks, we're back, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is hard for people to hold on to their sanity because they get swept up in the media nonsense as they divert your attention from one country to the next, and have you going in circles. And so life becomes a kind of kaleidoscope with bits and pieces or bites of information just sinking into your head and making no sense of it all because you're unrelated to other bits and pieces. And that's really how you're controlled, because the ones at the top are very cool, calm and collected, and they know exactly where the world is supposed to go. Hard to imagine for most folk that you're already under a global society. You have been for a long time, and have had international organizations and think tanks working for well over 100 years now. They plan the future, and they plan that they will always be there in the future. And a long time ago, they brought academia on board to work for the bankers, and with think tanks, etc., and grants to their universities to work on ways to manage the mob, that's everybody else, as we go through all these big drastic changes. Part of it, too, was to destroy nationalism. And, of course, during World War II, we know that they had meetings especially held in the U.S. To do with the destruction of the nation-state. They said it was the worst possible thing they could have after Germany. And I guess it's okay to be Russian because technically that was an empire that was constantly expanding. And roughly, mind you, most of them were communists anyway, and still are to an extent at the very top, because they use communism or socialism to bring in their world state. It's against nationalism, you see. So the idea was that eventually the borders would go to the free trade and the free transport of goods and labor. And what it really meant by that was bringing in the excess surplus populations across the world of diverse countries into countries that were already full up, basically, and creating the tensions and the chaos and no work would be found. And that's partly why the riots are going on in Britain right now, and because they've never intended to give the people work there. The work today, or manufacturing, almost all manufacturing is made now in China, and that was also the plan. And we were all to be service economies, which is a nonsensical idea. And even when they floated that first in Britain, before they gave all their factories away in the 70s, they said they would never ever work. But it's not meant to work for very long, put it that way. And then the US adopted the same stance as they signed the World Trade Organization, along with Canada and other countries, and then sent their factories abroad, again tax-funded for the moving and all the rest of it. Awfully nice of us to do that. This is what they call democracy. Astonishing, really, that people still go and bother to vote at all, isn't it? I mean, it really surprises me to go off after living their lives and watching this sort of stuff happen and still go and vote for democracy, and they get these fresh faces all waxed to vote for, and an agenda goes on regardless of which party claims to be in power. Because, you see, they've already signed all the treaties and update them yearly from the United Nations, and it doesn't matter which ones, and they always carry it on. And even Jefferson talked about that. He said, when you see agendas, the same agendas cannot continue between changes in the House as parties, he says, know then that you're under tyranny, and we'll be under it for an awful long time. And that's just the facts of it. And the craziest thing, too, was to create this European Union. That was, again, a mandate made at World War II. Part of the Lend-Lease program, according to Eisenhower and others, was to make sure that the nations were integrated into a unified Europe. You don't realize that's where it really started it. Now it's part of the deals that signed on, and they set up in 1948 all the offices across the countries involved to integrate them on the sly, as they say, very quietly, that is, and always to lie to the public until it was up and running, and that's exactly what they did. And everyone, unfortunately, is supposed to get fit into this this round hole, all the square pegs, regardless of what country you come from or what nature of people you live with, because they're all different, and they refuse to accept that. Well, it's supposed to fit into the same round hole, basically, for all square pegs. Anyway, that's the world we truly live in, and that's why you're going through the planned depression now. And of course, it combines with austerity. Now, under their own laws, if you had followed them before they mentioned the word austerity, you would think their plan was to get you back up and running and manufacturing and creating jobs, etc. But no, we're told, no, we're supposed to, since the bank crashes, we're supposed to be austere, eat less and buy less, and quite happy they want to take all your spending money off you, to pay high energy taxes, high fees for everything, and that will take care of all that excess cash you had in your pocket. That's what's happening now. And what's even crazier is when you watch one country after another in Europe go around this circle of bailing each other out. And it's all tax money, you know, from countries that are already supposedly bankrupt, into a black hole. We don't know if the money is going to eventually plug this hole or not. And so they keep throwing more billions at it. It's an absolute con. What a con. You live through one incredibly large con after another, and people are taught by straight faces on television the serious stuff, and experts are managing the whole darn thing. Isn't that amazing? I think our IQ must have really dropped over the years for us to accept such rubbish coming from mainstream media with their experts. If there were such experts, none of it obviously would have happened in the first place. And apart from that, if Greece had failed on its own, let the banks crash, or let them fiddle their books like every other country fiddles its books to make it look glowing and wonderful. They can keep the same coins going forever if they want to, in a positive way rather than a negative way. All the books are rigged. Money itself is rigged. It's all a con. But anyway, here we go with the U.S. They've downgraded the U.S. for its purchasing power and so on, which means you're going to buy at higher interest now. And the same bankers you bailed out, by the way, will now be getting even more interest off you. Fannie Mae, by the way, also had its hand out the other day there for another $5.5 billion. They're still getting bailed out, all these banks. Anyway, downgrade ignites a global sell-off, it says. The 6.3, 4.7, 6-point plunge is worse since 2008 as worries rise about the U.S. economy. And this is a downgrade of the U.S.'s credit rating sparked a global sell-off Monday, pushing the Dow Jones Industrial Average to its sharpest one-day decline since the financial crisis in 2008. And seems reminiscent of 3 years ago, selling accelerated as the day went on. Investors were forced to sell to meet margin calls from lenders demanding more collateral. It's such a magic trick, isn't it? You ever watch the guys with the cups and the dice in one, and then they move them back and forth all fast and say, where is it then? Where is it then? And you get a little prize if you guess right. Well, this is what it's like, isn't it? They're either bailing out other countries, or they go down themselves in the process, and it makes no sense at all. If you were truly that broke, you wouldn't be giving a cent out of the country to any other country, never mind building hospitals in China, because you signed a deal way back when you did the WTO trade deal. You would not be building up India to be an up-and-coming country with your tax money, but you are. And all this kind of stuff. So it's just incredible we have to go through this farce, and that's what it is. It's a farce which will really hurt people, as well get trained to be austere, and to basically get pent-up frustrations until they have the big riots, the real big riots, which are scheduled to come down the pike. Not the little looting ones in London right now and across London and England. That's just youngsters who have watched enough advertising on TV saying, don't you want this big flat TV screen? And they're going shopping. That's what that is right now. Because obviously they can't afford it. They're told they're supposed to have it according to the lifestyles on the ads on television. However, and this is the farce that we're told is reality, and they've got no ends of experts to come out and tell us why we must keep throwing money at other countries, hoping to shore up or plug the hole, the big black hole in space, to stop the money flowing through. It's almost like congealing it, eh? But like just putting lots of corks in there and hoping they all congeal together with some jelly, and it stops just disappearing in the big black hole. What a farce. And they call this economics. And the guys get, they get big letters behind their names for being economists. What a joke. What a joke, isn't it? You're better with somebody with a crystal ball. It's cheaper to keep them. Now, anyway, that's the US. They've been downgraded, etc., etc. So the US has to get used to borrowing money at much bigger interest rates and to get used to being austere, which means don't eat as much, don't buy as much, and be prepared to pay 10 times as much for energy. Because, you see, energy is really, and taxes is where your pocket money is to go now. That's what they mean by austerity. It's all planned that way. And you've still got wars to fight. You've still got to finish off, take out Iran eventually, and Syria. Israel's pushing for Syria too, I noticed. And finish off all those jobs and pay for it all. And then you turn back in on yourselves, because that's what you have to do. All this weaponry and all the technology that's experimented with abroad will be used back home over a span of 30 years. And I'll get into that later as they take the populations down. Now, Al Gore, the allegory himself, is quite the character, because he was raised by Armand and Hammer, really. And Armand Hammer was given the name Armand Hammer from his daddy, who came into America early on, practiced backstreet abortions when he wasn't qualified, sold a lot of very dodgy mixtures for cough syrups, etc. But eventually he got Al, his little boy, and he named him after the arm and hammer of the Soviet flag, basically. And it's interesting too, Armand Hammer himself had an apartment next to Lenin and then Stalin, all through the Cold War. They could come back and forth to the U.S. and be a very popular guy in both houses, you might say, of government. And no one ever questions his motives. It's quite interesting. But anyway, Al Gore is all trained for this global system. This global system of high-level communists doesn't mean they have to be poor, you understand. It's never intended that the high-level communists be poor. They truly believe in eugenics more than you'd ever imagine. And they believe the ones at the top should claim the wealth of the planet as they order you and how to live yourselves. Anyway, Al Gore's admitting defeat up to a little bit on his global warming scam. Back with more after this break.
Esther. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, folks. We're back. We're cutting through the matrix. Al Gore, as you know, was one of the first guys to be given the job to come forward to make himself a lot of cash at the same time by pushing global warming and then climate change, change to climate change when the warming wasn't working out too well and Britain was under, and other countries were under snow a good part of the year last year, and folks have forgotten that already. Anyway, it changed to climate change and he really ticked off because people aren't taking him so seriously anymore. And NASA and other ones have come out and said, well, CO2 is following a warming, always does. It doesn't cause or lead to global warming. It follows warming because basically the sea absorbs CO2 at times and it gives it off again when it's a bit warm. So anyway, the facts don't matter when it comes to this. And some of the top people have said that the facts don't matter. They're more interested in their computer models. They're living in a virtual reality. But anyway, it says... Al Gore admits defeat. The end of the great global warming scam is just that much closer. And this is when this is from a speech you gave there. I'll put a little audio up too, if you can find it, and you can listen to him actually say this for yourself. It's when you go and talk to any audience about climate, you hear them washing back at you the same, he says, crap, oh, over and over and over again. He continued, there's no longer a shared reality on an issue like climate change, even though the very existence of our civilization is threatened. Well, the existence of a special bank set up to deal with carbon credits is threatened, that's for sure. It's just people have no idea. It's no longer acceptable in mixed company, meaning bipartisan company, to use the goddamn word. He says, goddamn word too, climate. It's not acceptable. They have polluted it to the point where we cannot possibly come to an agreement on it. then he says, too, it may, because it comes back with the NASA came out and says volcanoes, etc., alter the climate and sunspots too. And he says, he says bullshit to every one of them, the nasty man that he is. This is a man who talks to children in school, you know, and brainwashes them, saying terrible things like that. So I'll put this link up tonight, and you can hear yourself as the guy gets rather ticked off as the true fanatic that he is. Mind you, they're all fanatical when it comes down to their own personal cash. And he's already rich enough, of course, all of the ones that tall are. But he wants, along with Rothschild, to put all our tax money through via an energy mathematical equation into their own particular banks, where they can reap incredible interest off it even overnight. The whole world goes through them, you see. So this is Al Gore getting all nasty, and nothing surprises me. Now, I've talked about the degradation of society. It falls into the riots in Britain. It falls into the riots that will come everywhere else. It's scheduled to come, by the way. It's not just a matter of people saying I've had enough and somebody going crazy. It literally is scheduled that way. We're living in police states across the world all since 9/11, and that was all part of it getting ready to contain a post-consumerist society with the massive inflation coming, thought out a long time ago by the big think tanks. And again, because you now have the destruction of the family unit, it's gone, basically, the old traditional families. There's very few dads anymore who have any say in the matter, the ones who still exist. And of course, the youngsters join gangs, etc. And then when the economy goes belly up, as always, it does once in a while, they go shopping through store windows and through the glass panes as well. But anyway, we're seeing that in Britain. I'll put quite a few links up to the British ones. And they claim it started off. It doesn't matter how it started off, because a special SWAT team, a British team called Trident, who deal with firearms, shot a guy, a youngster. And they claim that's what started it off. Another claim is that the cops beat up a girl, 16-year-old girl. It doesn't matter, as I say, what started it off. The fact is, it was shopping time, and people had enough. It's a crammed in these cities with ever more increasing immigration coming in all the time, more and more and more. And that ties in with what Tony Blair said to his chief of staff, who came out on national television, as I've read it here, in fact, and said, we must bring in massive immigration of the most diverse types to totally destroy any semblance of British life forever. That was in mainstream news. I have the articles here if anybody wants to question me on it. And that was from the assistant prime minister. So we've watched degradation. We've also watched degradation through music and children, too. I've been brought up with this awful, awful rap stuff for years and years and years, copying even an ethnic group they can't identify with. It's ridiculous. But again, 50 years ago, the boys who made the record industry what it is said that they could actually make that happen. The first step was to, and it's all worked by the Frankfurt Institute too. The first step was to get people from stopping dancing together and holding each other. I'm not kidding you, I know the whole history of this and how it was worked. And they came in with the pop music, and then you dance separately from your partner and kind of stared at your feet or maybe her knees or whatever. And that was to get it started, to change it from seeing the person to seeing nothing but sex. And it's been awfully successful. End of the family unit. The state came in to take care of the fallout, and now the state's your nanny. And it's literally your nanny, too. It brings your child up for you. All plans a long time ago. The next part, too, was the total destruction of remaining religion. Awfully successful there, too. The religions that are left are generally charismatic and a bit crazy. And they're more political for other countries' rights than there are but their own. And you also get into the massive programming on television, even starting with The X-Files, where in every episode you get SWAT teams, and then the main female in it is always chopping up bodies as a pastime to find out what killed them. And then in came CSI, until we have stiffs and all different names that once were people becoming normal. We're being desensitized to everything, and now we're eating China's new booster pill for stamina made out of dead babies. Get back on that after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix, just talking about the degradation of society, planned degradation, by the way. You'll find guys like Aldous Huxley, and then his brother Julian Huxley, especially, who was the first CEO of UNESCO, the United Nations wonderful standardization tool for children, talking about this particular phase of it that would come in the future, a time of fallout, basically, as they destroyed the family unit and the fallout that would come from afterwards with it, and how they create an atheistic, almost anarchistic type society, so they'd have to use the heavy hand to control them, and that would be done through, again, scientific indoctrination through school, grabbing them at an early age. That's what they hope to do. So getting back to how we're degraded, as I say, done through all television programming, they'll give you a little mystery and a murder, and you follow the thing to the silly end of the rotten story, and in the way you're downloaded with predictive programming on, well, people cutting up corpses and, oh, weighing livers and, oh, it's just like a matter-of-fact sort of thing, nothing to do about human humanity at all. And we're dehumanized, you see. So we watch this kind of stuff happen before in China, of course. They have a thing about keeping fit forever. And we've had BBC have done reports in the past with actually bought aborted babies out of the back doors of abortion hospitals. And they were given recipes that make soup and all kinds of delicious stuff like that from it to make, enhance your youth, etc. So here they are again, and this is out of the International Business Times, and the South Koreans are the ones who are pursuing this because now they're selling them in that country from China. It says, a team reveals the truth behind the deadly baby pill is horrific and disturbing. Chinese hospitals and abortion clinics that are connected to the business immediately injury to avoid suspicion. The next step in this highly secretive process is putting the corpses in a medical drying microwave and grinding them into pills. The ground baby powder is then put in a capsule ready to be sold as a stamina enhancer, according to the SBS team. The Korean team acquired the deadly baby capsules and ran DNA tests on it. The test results reportedly indicate the pills were 99.7% human. Tests also found hair and nail remnants, and even the gender of the baby could be identified. The process will be aired with visuals on SBS TV documentary on August 6, 2011, in South Korea. So that's how you're dehumanized, and it's in all your entertainment too now, by the way. And society's ready for the big, heavy hand to be put upon it, because we are not cohesive in any shared values whatsoever. That's part of the process of getting society ready for the big hammer. And actually, there's a caller hanging on from the UK. It's Daniel. I'll see if Daniel is still there. Are you there, Daniel? Hello?
Can you hear me right?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Just quickly, about these riots in the UK, I just wanted to know what your opinion was, because for me, they sound very strange. They've kicked off in 8 other cities simultaneously,
yeah.
It does seem very, very odd to me. If there was a riot because this guy got killed, and I don't know if you know, incidentally, but they've now confirmed that the bullet that hit the policeman was actually a police-issue bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So they think that a policeman shot another policeman, which, you know, doesn't surprise me. But anyway, point is, does this not sound a bit strange that these riots have all of a sudden kicked off in 8 other different cities to up to 250 miles away? What do you think it's all about?
Well, I can remember the last riots they had. And the last riots were through the same cities, actually. And they were organized by leaders. But the mob doesn't matter. The mob follows. And as I mentioned yesterday, only takes 5% of those manipulating information to get 95% to follow. And so it could be very high up. Who knows who's handling it? It could be MI5 for all we know. But what happened back in the last big riots, it culminated with jeeps going around the town. It was people, some black organizers actually, and some in from Africa who were communists, and they were directing the mobs where to go. And that was supposedly not a spontaneous uprising either. So this time it's the same kind of deal that's happening. It's maybe probably a test, I would say, for bigger things to come.
Yeah.
And now, of course, with this, it's what they say, social networking, five people could be managing 100. 5 people sitting in an office somewhere could manage 100 quite easily or more, and get them all going at it and tell them to come out and loot. It's quite easy to do today with today's climates of, again, austerity and massive taxation, no work, and all the rest of it, sure. Yeah.
Well, this is what I was thinking, because I remember with the student protest last year, I never forget the police commissioner said at the end of it, because all this trouble happened, he said, we're considering banning anti-government marches. And I'll never forget that, because
yeah.
It just seems too much of a coincidence. Well, it isn't a coincidence that all of a sudden we have these spontaneous riots over 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
9 different cities all around the country.
Yeah.
And the government's been recalled. They're at Cobra meeting, deciding what to do. I mean, let's face it, we can see this. This is going to end up in a state of emergency, isn't it?
Well, they've already said they're bringing 16,000 police in. I wouldn't be surprised, too, if they brought special police units in from the rest of Europe for the first time to get that as a new normal for us all. And I think also that they're talking about bringing the military in, so they're probably preparing to advance if it doesn't cool down. And it'll be managed quite rapidly once that starts. Yeah.
So, to sum up, are you confident that this could be an orchestrated thing that we're seeing here, and it's not as genuine as we're supposed to think it is?
Very few things are genuine on a scale like this. The cops already had the ability to move in fast, but they didn't. They allowed it to continue. They stood back and watched the stores being looted. And so that right away there, that's a message to the youngsters. Continue, because nothing's going to happen, obviously. And
yeah.
So they want a riot. They understand what they've created since 9/11. Has been an open police state. You're living in an open police state.
Yeah.
And they haven't had the powers that they want to use. They've got the powers on paper, next few years. And that's all it really is to me, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that. I wanted to ask your opinion. And do you think the we're going to get a lot of retroactive prosecutions in the future? Do you think, because that's why they're monitoring...
What they'll do, they're already doing it. They're putting up through all the CCTV cameras, which for one time, suddenly they're all clear and sharp now, the pictures.
Yeah, that's fine.
And they're putting up all the suspects' faces. And that'll also test out the procedure of who'll turn who in, you see. And because that's part of the police state mentality, is you get everybody spying on everybody else, turning everybody else in. So, again, you get this new society that'll come out of it, too. It's really a big test. And it's also a predictive programming test for the public who are watching this on television, getting them used to what was a scary world out there. So we've got to accept these new law enforcement measures and give them more ability to why not just put cameras up in their houses so they can watch us to see that we're good and safe. You know?
Well, that's Big Brother, isn't it? That's why they must have done Big Brother, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Alan, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, it's definitely a big test. And I'll go back to an article I read. It's up in my archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And it was from The Guardian in 2007. It was from the Department of Defense. And it sounded crazy at the time, but I said, you wait and see, they'll bring it on. And it says, revolutions, flash mobs, and brain shifts, a grim vision of the future. This is the top military think tank for NATO and Britain. It says, information chips implanted in the brain, electromagnetic pulse weapons. The middle class is becoming revolutionary, taking on the role of Marxist proletariat. The population of countries in the Middle East increasing by 132%, while Europe drops as fertility falls. Flash mobs, groups rapidly mobilized by criminal gangs or terrorists or by the government. This is the world in 30 years' time, envisaged by a Ministry of Defense team responsible for painting a picture of the future strategic context likely to face Britain's armed forces. Includes an analysis of the key risks and shocks. Rear Admiral Chris Parry, head of the Ministry of Defense's Development Concepts and Doctrine Center, which drew up the report, describes the assessments as probability-based rather than predictive. The 90-page report is on my website, too. I'll pull it up tonight and download the whole lot. Comments on widely discussed issues such as the growing economic importance of India-China, militarization of space, and even what it calls declining new quality with the rise of internet-enabled citizen journalists, and pressure to release stories at the expense of facts. It includes other, some frightening, some reassuring potential developments that are not so often discussed. An electromagnetic pulse will probably become operational by 2035. They have it now, by the way. Able to destroy all communication systems in a selected area or to be used against a world city, such as an international business service hub. That was announced in Britain a few months ago that under the Parliament, or under Whitehall, they have a pulse weapon that if they released it, everybody with a pacemaker or a diabetic pump, insulin pump, would have been killed. They'd kill over within a 50-mile radius immediately and die. Anyway, getting back to the article, the development of neutron weapons, which destroy living organisms but not buildings, might make a weapon of choice for extreme ethnic cleansing in an increasingly populated world. Use of unmanned weapon platforms, space weapons and so on, enabled application of lethal force without human intervention, raising consequential legal and ethical issues. Technology, by 2035, an implantable information chip could be wired directly to the brain. A growing pervasiveness of information communications technology will enable stations or states, terrorists or criminals to mobilize flash mobs, challenging security forces to match its potential agility coupled with an ability to concentrate forces quickly in a small area. The middle classes eventually is going to austerity, obviously. This is before they mentioned the word austerity, because it's all planned, you see. The middle classes could become revolutionary class, taking the role of envisaged for the proletariat by Marx, said the report. The thesis is based on a growing gap between the middle classes and the super rich on the one hand, and urban underclass threatening social order. The world's middle classes might unite, using access to knowledge, resources, and skills to shape transnational processes in their own class interest. Marxism could also be revived, it says, because of growing inequality. And by the way, I've had some letters from some actual Africans in Britain right now who are just visiting, who are Marxist, and they're all for this rioting going on. Because under Marxism, you must have the big riots to bring in your own group, right? An overthrow. So anyway, it says that by 2010, and that's already gone, more than 50% of the world's population will be living in urban rather than rural environments. It's only 6% now in the States and on the land, leading to social deprivation and new instability risks and the growth of shanty towns. By 2035, that figure will rise to 60%. Migration will increase. Globalization may lead to levels of international integration that effectively bring interstate warfare to an end, but it may lead to intercommunal conflict, communities with shared interests transcending national boundaries and resorting to the use of violence. And it goes into population and resources, causing social tensions, etc. It goes up in the Middle East. It's always a big thing for the Middle East. They've got about Islamic militancy. And then Iran, too, how it will grow and grow and grow. Terrorism will be everywhere, blah, 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 blah. And even tack on climate change, Al Gore's climate change. Everything's in here for the military. But that's their scenario. And you should read through the 90-page report, because they said they'd use neutron bombs to basically neutralize large crowds that are rampaging through cities. 2007, it was brought up, just to let you know. And so nothing wasn't planned. And this is probably a bigger test than before. It's not a huge test yet. I mean, it could be much bigger than it actually is. But it's definitely a test on the multi-jurisdictional task forces. That's all your SWAT teams, your specially trained police, your Trident groups that go after firearms, with firearms. And it might even bring police in from abroad, I believe, for the first rapid deployment forces of the special police forces that they have now as well. They even have a special military. It's already got two or three battalions in it for the European rapid response team. So who knows? It depends if they go looting tonight or if they've got enough televisions to last them a lifetime or whatever it happens to be. We'll see what happens and comes out of it. But then they will make an example of all those that are photographed by picking them off one by one and probably making hullabaloo of, look, we caught them, etc., etc. We're doing our job. You need us. That's the message to the public. You need us, of course. So that's that. Now, there's also Paul from Ontario hanging on there. Are you there, Paul? Hello?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, first of all, I've been a listener for a while, and this is my first time calling in, but I wanted to start off by thanking you for some of the information you provide and the way in which you present it. It really has augmented my undergraduate education in a profound way. Everything from, you know, the roundtable system to NGOs to global governance, as they say, and culture creation. It's really been a value to me, and for that I thank you. And I do plan on going forward myself and spreading the word. Quite frankly, you don't have a choice. Like you say, you do have a responsibility, just as a doctor would in times of pandemic, really. But as I say, I really wanted to bring up with you tonight this perennial debate between intentionalism, or in other words, you know, are things planned, or as compared to functionalism, as they call it in the academic literature. In other words, was something done by design, or did it just sort of happen? Mm-hmm. As you know, most people would like to go with the latter, just sort of stumbling along from one tragedy to the next, whether in global affairs or in national politics.
Yeah.
And that's the way that it's typically presented to them. Now, not everything is done with mustered intentionalism, but these massive world-changing political events and stratagems certainly are, and we need to be able to recognize that. And I have found through studying history that a great case study for that, for being able to recognize intentionalism, is Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the historiography is marked with this staggering debate over whether or not they planned everything they did, or if it just, through so-called functionalism, just sort of happened. Which is really amazing to me. I mean, basically what they're suggesting is this modern industrial-scale killing apparatus simply fell into place. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yeah.
So, but...
Not only that, if you go even back further, you'll find the same thing with Soviet Russia and the Bolshevik Revolution, because they were funded into existence as well. They were, remember, that the West fed them initially. They had full-time ships going back and forth for 30 years. Under American aid and British aid to keep them going, because they couldn't even feed themselves because they killed off all the farmers. You know, there was a big slaughter spree. But meanwhile, it's come out, too, that Lenin and all the top honchos of the Bolshevik Party also left massive accounts, personal accounts in Switzerland, worth millions, you know, each. was a great, great communist. But the fact was, as I say, you can read Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, great book, and you can also see the one of Who Funded Communism and the Bolshevik Revolution as well. Because,
there's also that great book, I Paid Hitler, by Sisson, who was the German industrialist who was basically talking about his links with the West and this type of thing.
Yes, and there's also Sachs family, too, that FDR was related to. Hold on, we'll be back after this break.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back. We're cutting through the matrix, talking from Paul from Ontario. It's really the two views of history, too. It's kind of a conspiracy theory versus the open theory. I prefer to call it the Wells' theory. H.G. Wells, who called it the open conspiracy. But he said, we always tell the public what we're going to do. It's their problem. They can't quite decipher it. And that's how the world is really, really run. You have thousands upon thousands of think tanks. Every country has got them. They all work with internationally with the other think tanks to make sure they're on track together. And you find that they all come up with the same conclusions. As I say, it's like before they did the World Trade Organization deal through and the NAFTA and the GATT deals, where they planned to give their manufacturing bases to China and build up China to be the manufacturer of the world. It didn't do it by itself. And same as Brazil and India, we're funneling our tax money into those countries now by international treaties to build them up to first world countries as we go down the tubes. Now, they knew when they were going to give all the factories to China, there's going to be a big gap in employment, obviously, when there's no factories for all those folks to work in anymore. What are they going to do? So they even knew roughly how long it would be before they'd have riots in the streets, how many years it would take before the people would start rioting when they found that they're not going to replace those jobs. And they don't make mistakes. You don't make mistakes like, oh, we did this, we didn't notice this would happen, we didn't think of that. Nonsense. Their whole job is to look at every possible repercussion to every law, treaty, whatever they sign, and they know what's going to happen. And that's just the way the world is run. Any big business could not be successful and survive if it didn't plan its investments 50 years plus down the road. That's what they do. Well, when you're government, you're even bigger than that. And you don't hire thousands of professionals and people to come in and plan a whole future and leave anything to chance. Nothing is left to chance. It's a battle plan, basically. And you expect people to come up and object in different segments of society to different parts of your plan. And you even supply the leaders or the parties that they'll prop up to make sure you guide all opposition down back into the slime. And that's how it's really worked out. But Anthony C. Sutton, Professor Sutton, wrote some amazing books, and it was all documented books to do with who financed Adolf Hitler, and he also had Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. You can't understand it unless you read those books. And remember, under the Trading of the Enemy Acts, even the Bush family, one of their seniors or their uncle, ended up in trouble because he was helping to finance Hitler, so was Ford, and so was GM. In fact, GM and Ford, by the way, both got recompensed for the Allies bombing their factories in Germany, and they got recompensed in the late 70s. If folk didn't know that, we all paid them for the loss of production. Isn't that nice? So the big boys never lose out at all. Is Paul still there? No?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Yeah, just along those same lines as we move sort of to the one world model, they definitely do seem to have it down to a fine science, and it's kind of difficult to understand why people can't understand, you know, sort of long-term political statecraft. I mean, it's been with us for a long time. But would you, in your opinion, would you say as a result of the spread of atomic weaponry to all the major powers that we are indeed past open, conventional, large-scale interstate warfare?
We're using other techniques now. We've been using weather warfare for years. And that came out of the United Nations in the 70s, and that's where all the countries were called in to sign the treaty not to use it. But Brzezinski said it's a perfect weapon. No one knows that you're using it. They can't prove it. All they can see is the effects of it. So he said it makes atomic weaponry obsolete. And you also have covert weaponry to do with bacterial and viral warfare that's released once in a while in different areas across the world. Africa was a testing ground for all the Western laboratories for that. So that we'll go way beyond all of that.
Yeah.
But thanks for calling up to end this show. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's the nightmare. Your God or your God, go with you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming,